I am a teddy bear, and all that it means. The voice of wholeness in me says, I'm a teddy bear, and all that it means. And truly, what does it mean to be a teddy bear? What does it mean to be a cuddly, gentle, loving thing? When you have a teddy bear, you give it to a child, and the child says, ah, something to love, something to hug, something to hold, something to care about. And the child can conceive of the teddy bear loving it back, because the teddy bear feels cuddly, it feels warm, it feels loving, it feels very good, it just feels wonderful. And this is what teddy bears are all about. This is what you are all about. This is what you are all about when you are a loving being. You are a loving being because you are a thoughtful, joyful, wonderful, fantastic being. You are a person that is gentle. You are a person that is sensitive. You are a person that is caring. You are a person that is absolutely fantastic. But why are you fantastic? I'm a teddy bear, and all that it means. What it means to be a teddy bear is it means to be someone that has unconditional love for everything in its world. Can you imagine a teddy bear not liking somebody? Can you imagine a teddy bear not appreciating something? Can you imagine a teddy bear that would say that something is not good? Hardly. Hardly at all. Teddy bears are designed to be unconditionally loving. Whoever designed them did a most exciting and most wonderful thing to create a teddy bear, to create a something that is just so loving, so gentle, so wonderful, so sensitive, so beautiful in every way. Well, I am a teddy bear. I keep telling myself I'm a teddy bear. But Herb, you're a grown man. You can't be a teddy bear. Oh, yes, I can. Can I look at another person and say, I love you? Sure, I can. Can I look at another person and say, you are wonderful, you are fantastic, you are glorious, you are good? Sure, I can. Can I look at my car and say, you're a great car, you're beautiful, you're wonderful? Yes, you got a little dust on you. Yes, you need some oil and change. You need to have grease and lubrication. You need this and that. But hey, I love you. I love you. And I look at my car, and I love it with unconditional love. I don't love it because it's a particular model. I don't love it because it's a particular season or it's a particular color. I just love it. I love it because it is. And it always is. A teddy bear is something that is unconditional. A teddy bear is not alive, you say. Oh, really? Oh, really? When little children tell their stories, when little children have hurts, when little children have any problem at all in their life, and they go to their toy doll, they go to their teddy bear, they go to their little truck, it doesn't matter what the object may be, they take their blanket, they take their pillow, and they drag it around. They take it with them because it is unconditional. The blanket doesn't say, you're a naughty boy, or you're a good boy. The blanket doesn't say to the little girl, you're cozy, you're nice, you're wonderful. The blanket doesn't say, you're not cozy, you're not nice, you're not wonderful. The blanket has no judgment about it. It's just a matter of something to love. And I'm a teddy bear, and that's something to love. Now, really, when I'm a teddy bear, do I look at all the people in my world? Do I look at all the circumstances in my world? And do I say, hi, guys, you're wonderful. Hi, guys, you're fantastic. Hi, guys, life is great, isn't it? Do I look at that and do I say that in that way? Can I really be a teddy bear? Can I really be a teddy bear like the security blanket? Can I really be a teddy bear with all of its unconditional love, all of its unconditional caring, all of its absolute acceptance? Just total acceptance. A child doesn't look at its blanket, its teddy bear, its truck, from the point of view that the truck is going to accept it or reject it. The child just looks at all things in its life and says, I'm happy. I'm happy. I like me. And the child doesn't even think I like me. The child doesn't even think I want to be loved. The child doesn't even think that I want to be cared for. When a child snuggles in its mother's arms, it doesn't snuggle in its mother's arms because it says, I want to be loved. It snuggles in its mother's arms because it's a natural thing for the child to do. It's a natural thing for the child to be one as its mother, one as its teddy bear, one as its blanket. It's natural for a child to enter into life in that perfect, beautiful way. And you and I, we do that all the time. If today I can use the voice of wholeness to remind me that I am a teddy bear and all that it means, if today I can use my inner awareness, my inner beingness, just who I am, and just be that loving, sensitive, caring thing that has no ability to love, has no ability to be sensitive, has no ability to be caring, but it's a teddy bear. And you give a teddy bear to a child, old or young, it doesn't matter. And that person will take that teddy bear and say, oh, and there will be a certain lovingness within their heart and soul that pours forth. And they say, wow, yes, oh, that's so nice. Oh, that is so wonderful. That is so good. And really, nothing has happened. It's just an object. It's just a thing. But we connect with that thing, the one idea of being unconditionally loving. And that unconditionally loving, with no judgment, it doesn't say, you're right, you're wrong, you're good, you're bad, you're up, you're down. It doesn't say any of those things. It only says, I'm here for you to hug, and I'm here to hug you. And you snuggle your face into the face of the teddy bear, and the teddy bear just sort of snuggles right back with you. You look into the eyes of the teddy bear, and they're just bead eyes or glass eyes, but you look into those eyes, and you see the most sensitive, caring, loving eyes anywhere in the world. Only one word, or rather two words, but only two words describe what it's all about. It's all about unconditional love. I'm a teddy bear. I am unconditional love. Every moment of my life, every moment of my day, every moment of my thought, I am continually saying to myself, I am unconditional love. I am unconditional love. And with my unconditional love, I surround all of the world. With my unconditional love, I give to all the world my peace. With my unconditional love, I am expressing beauty, peace, and harmony everywhere. Why is it that the little children like to go to Grandma and Grandpa? Because Grandma and Grandpa don't expect them to do anything. Why do little children want to go to Mommy or Daddy when they're hurt or when they're having a problem? Because Mommy and Daddy understand. Mommy and Daddy give them, at that moment, unconditional love. Now, if Mommy and Daddy, if adults, if everyone, children, adults, could all base their entire attitude of life on unconditional love, the world would be filled with teddy bears and all that it means. And this is what it's all about for you, too. Life is filled with teddy bears and all that it means, because that's who you are, and that's who I am. I'm a teddy bear and all that it means. And I love to be snuggled. I love to have somebody tousle my hair. I love to have somebody put their hand on my shoulder gently and say, "You're okay, you're a good person." No matter how old I am or how young I am, always that sensitive, loving, caring moment of being a teddy bear, unconditionally loving, makes all the difference in the world. And that's what life's all about, isn't it? All the difference in the world. That's what life's all about. And that's what you and I are all about. Start recognizing today that you are a teddy bear too. Everyone is. And life is wonderful. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.